This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're listening to Strictly Anonymous on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow the Strictly Anonymous Podcast on Twitter, follow the show at Strict Anonymous, me at Cartoon Therapy. If you haven't subscribed to the show, subscribe. If you could write a review, only good reviews, please. If you want to be on the show, this is a call and advice show where I give total strangers my unprofessional advice. I also just talk to people about their secret lives and their naughty lives and their interesting lives that they want to talk about while remaining completely anonymous. If you want to be on the show, send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. Today, I've got a guy named Mitch. Now, Mitch called in, or he wrote in first, and then called in to talk all about his cuckolding fantasy. And it's not just like a fantasy. It's something that him and his wife, well, like they role play a lot, and they've come like really close to sort of living this fantasy out. It's more his fantasy than hers, though I suspect it's hers too, and you're going to have to listen to all his stories to figure out what you think as well. But he calls in to talk about all that. And like I said, he's has this like hardcore cuckolding thing that is bringing out sort of other fantasies of his that maybe he's conflicted with. You have to tune in to find out about that or hear him talk about that. And it's something that he's kind of been open with his wife, and they've done some role playing and they've done some exhibitionist stuff and gotten really close to, you know, cuckolding in real life. But he's always sort of not been able to make it happen, or they haven't been able to make it happen. But he's more the driving force to make it happen and the person who hasn't made it happen. You're going to have to listen to understand this intro. I mean, if you want to chime in, because I think this guy needs a little help from some people other than me. I mean, I told him what I think. I think after you listen to him talking about the whole situation and why they haven't sort of done it in real life, because that's what he ultimately wants to happen, right? If you want to chime in and sort of help him, like I felt compelled to do after listening to his story, go to the Reddit page. I told him I'm going to tell people to go there. It's reddit.com/ Let's Talk SA Podcast. Go there and help this guy out, because he just needs a push in the right direction, because him and his wife, like I said, do this role playing thing. They've come really close to doing it in real life. They've done some, a lot of exhibitionist stuff that sort of teetered and opened the window for people to come and sort of join in. Yet he still doesn't totally believe that his wife is into it. But, you know, I think she is, and you probably will think she is. And you got to tell him that she is so that he can have the balls to talk about it with her a little bit more. It's just like a interesting sort of dilemma. It's a really interesting story too. I think in a couple months they could be sort of living out their cuckolding fantasy in real life. I think she's down. I'm curious what you think. You'll have to listen to the whole podcast to figure it out, and then go to the Reddit page, like I said, if you want to chime in and help him out. His name is Mitch. He's into cuckolding. I think his wife is into it too. I'm gonna be right back on with him, with Mitch. And you can hear for yourself.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.
Hey, Mitch. Welcome to Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. You're like in your car in a parking lot somewhere, like a lot of my other guests, which I don't know why I think that's funny. I just think that's hilarious. I think a lot of people cheat and have sex in cars, too. Like, I just think things that happen in cars besides driving is like kind of funny. I don't know why. But anyway, you have an interesting story. And I just reread through your email and you have like this whole cuckold fantasy that's really hardcore, right? Now, from what I got from the email was that maybe you've sort of talked about this with a friend of yours and then you brought it up with your wife and you guys have never really sort of done anything in real life, but this is something that you sort of live out like in your fantasy life sort of behind her back, right?
Yes, it's definitely a very complicated timeline of events that started, I would say, I mean, we've been together since high school.
Oh, wow.
Junior high school, yeah. So we are 36 now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's probably been happening since around college, freshman year of college, 19 years old, 20 years old, where the idea first, you know, started being intriguing.
Right, but let me ask you this. Was the idea intriguing when you were like jerking off thinking about it yourself, or was it like intriguing when you were talking to a friend, or was it intriguing when you were like talking to your girl?
So pretty much it was mainly by myself. You know, I was starting to, you know, watch, you know, certain types of porn, and my girlfriend at the time, who's my wife now, is a pretty, you know, she's well endowed, not heavy at all, just you know, she's has a very pretty big chest.
Mm-hmm.
So that would always be my interest. And then I came across, where there was a, you know, busty girl having sex with two guys. And when I saw that, it just like my interest just peaked. And then through finding certain scenes like that, it turned into, there was a scene where a wife was having sex with her husband and someone else. And that's where the, initial, you know, thoughts started coming up.
Right. So it started off like in fantasy. Yeah. So like when you would see those like large chested women on porn, you would pretend that like that was your wife and or your girl and you were watching her get fucked by somebody else. Right. And you realize, wow, that turns you on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, my roommate in college was my best friend since freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't know where the conversation actually, or how it started with him. You know, I know that, you know, before me and my wife started dating in high school, you know, we all knew each other. He's definitely made some comments about her in the past. You know, so about her being, you know, pretty sexy and whatnot. So it just happened where it just turned into like, hey, would you, you know, what if the girls were interested in swapping? Would you be interested in? He was all about it, and it wasn't anything that was really too serious.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was just something that came up, and I brought it up to my girlfriend at the time, you know, and then she said, you know, she was not at all for it. So you know, I didn't really push it. I wasn't really surprised, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't really force anything.
Did you ever find out whether his girl was for it?
She definitely wasn't either. She wasn't like that. And I actually knew his girlfriend before I knew, you know, my girlfriend at the time. You know, we've all been friends since like freshman year of high school. So
too close to home, maybe, for everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they were really good friends too. You
right.
Know? So mm-hmm. It was, you know, I knew it was just something that wouldn't happen, but you know, figured
you put it out there, and everyone said no, but it didn't like ruin your relationship. I mean, your girl stayed with you.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, and then from there, you know, it was usually, you know, after a few drinks, you know, my wife, is pretty, I wouldn't want to say prude, but, you know, definitely needs a few drinks to, you know, have let her inhibitions go. And, you know, she'll, you know, start saying some things or doing some things or, you know, getting a little bit more kinky, you know, when, you know, after a couple of drinks. So
mm-hmm.
I never really bring it up sober. But, you know, it kind of graduated to, you know, as we were having sex, I'd be saying, you know, like, tell me how you want, you know, my roommate at the time, you know, how you want him to fuck you. And, you know, how big his dick is and, you know, how good does it feel? And she would. She would say his name and she would go and start saying all that stuff.
Could you tell, like, she was getting turned on? I mean, I know she was drunk, right? And you were drunk, but, like...
Not really, but she wasn't really too drunk, you know?
Could you tell she was getting...
No.
I want to know if you could tell... The reason why I'm bringing it up that she was drunk is, like, you were drunk is because I want to know if you could tell that this was actually turning her on or was she doing it to appease you? Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yes. So, back then... I kind of feel like she was doing it to appease me.
Okay.
You know, so, so we would do that and she would, and, you know, like I said, she would say things and then afterwards, you know, I'd ask her and she would say no, you know, but that's happened a few times where, you know, we've had that kind of role play. And then, we actually, I would say it was around her 21st birthday. You know, we went out to a club, a bunch of us, and, you know, as we were leaving, me and her took a cab home, and, you know, in the back of the cab, like, you know, we were both just getting into it, and she leaned over, you know, the divider, and, you know, her chest is over there, and we were having sex, and, you know, and I was just saying, you know, I even told the driver, like, if you want to touch, you could touch. And, you know, she wasn't really moving, but the guy didn't really do anything.
Oh, my God.
We weren't really forcing it. So a lot of the times we do certain things like that, we kind of leave the opportunity out there, you know, and if it happened, it happened, but not really saying, hey.
Not really, you know, setting it up formally. Right. Uh-huh. But
yeah,
you open the window for sure.
Yes. And, you know, we did that again, nothing happened, but it was just something like having sex in front of someone. It was a huge, huge turn on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the stories just keep going. So I was actually just looking, at, you know, my past emails, just to see when this trip was. So it was around 2007. We went to Mexico and, you know, we were around there and we were having drinks, but everything kind of closed around 10 o'clock, 10 or 11 o'clock. So we couldn't get any drinks. So there happened to be, which just happened to be random. It wasn't really planned on my part, but there happened to be a strip club across the street from the hotel. So we asked and they said they served drinks until 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, all right, you know, the first night we didn't do anything. Then after a while, we were like, you know, it's kind of early. Should we, you know, let's just go in there. We'll have some drinks and, you know, we'll just keep it, you know, simple and nothing crazy. So we went in there. We were having drinks and the manager came up to us and gave us a few shots and was saying anything we need, you know, he'll accommodate us. So me and my wife got to talking and, you know, and I just said, you know, would you want to have a threesome tonight? And she said, listen, if we're going to do it, we're on vacation. It is what it is, you know, like whatever you want to do. And I said, okay. Then I asked the manager, I'm like, you know, can you accommodate that? And he was talking and I said, do you have men and women? And he said, yeah, either or, we can, you know, we can help you out. So I said, all right, can you just give us a few minutes? And, you know, me and her were talking and she was like, whatever you want to do, if that's what you want to do, you know, have another guy, then, you know, let's just do it. And for some reason, I don't know. I just couldn't pull the trigger with that. And we ended up taking another girl home.
Let me ask you this, though. Did they did they bring you a guy and you were like, no, or did you just?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering,
no,
like, what the guy would look like.
Yeah, no, I know. I was thinking that, too. But it was just, I was like, all right, you know, like,
let's
I'm
do the girl.
And
right.
Yeah, let's do the girl. Maybe, you know, I know that I'm going to keep my boundaries and what's it called? And really take this slow because I'm in my mind, this has been a long fantasy and I'm actually there's actually some progress being made. So we took the girl back and, you know, the girl blew me. She was, you know, eating out my girlfriend and they were going back and forth with each other. I didn't do anything to the other girl. You know, I just stayed and I was pleasuring my wife as, you know, them two were kissing or whatever else they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I didn't really want to, it was, we were on vacation. I didn't want to cause any friction. I'm just very nervous about ruining a relationship that,
yeah, because it doesn't
really
sound like
a relationship.
Right. And it doesn't sound like you guys had a lot of rules and like it wasn't, because like, I think a lot of times when people are going into these kinds of scenarios, you know, if you're really talking about it, like people set up like rules and boundaries and, you know, stuff ahead of time. Right. But because you guys were always kind of doing it, like tiptoeing around it. Right. Like you were kind of going in this without any of that stuff. So you were being extra careful. Right. Because you didn't kind of know what you could do or not do, but you didn't want to fuck it up, which is smart.
Exactly. So
was a girl hot? You know, was it a stripper?
Yes.
Is that what they got you?
Yeah.
A hooker? Like,
It was a stripper. She was gorgeous, actually.
Okay, good.
You know, we
did you have to pay?
And, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we, they left and my wife, I'm just going to keep calling her my wife.
Wait, you said they left. Who's they left?
Well, she left, the stripper.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, afterwards, my wife was very, very embarrassed, and she didn't want to talk about it. The next morning, she didn't want to talk about it. She was kind of upset. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, thank God I didn't do anything, you know, because it could have just been 100 times worse.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you did get a blowjob, and she did let the girl go down on her. You know, so that was like a lot of new things for her to sort of take in at one time. Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Exactly. So, you know, when I saw her get very upset and whatnot, I really put this whole thing on the back burner. I didn't really speak about it. There's been tons of different avenues to, you know, enjoy the fantasy as far as, you know, porn and, you know, the internet, you know, where it wasn't as readily available, earlier when I first started. So I said, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to put this
play
on the back burner and play it very safe.
Let me ask you this real quick before you move on from this story. Did you think that, like, okay, she's kind of like drunk in this scenario?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have orgasms with this girl?
She didn't. And she said afterwards, she said, I didn't get a chance to finish. And I said, you know, once I finished, the girl kind of stopped. And I said, you know, but she only told me that after she left.
Right. Okay.
You know, so it wasn't like I could say, hey, you know, like.
Do you think that she was like enjoying herself with the girl? Like, did you guys ever talk about whether she was like bi or had any kind of bi fantasies, or did you never even discuss that before or after?
I asked her, not that I always do, but I have said, you know, fantasies, just tell me, you know, anything, you know, it's me, you know, we've known each other since we were 16, you know, 15, you know, like you can tell me anything. I'm not going to judge you. It is what it is. And she just always said, I don't know, you know, always, I don't know. I don't really have any, I never really thought about, you know, which to me is kind of like
a yes. Come on. I don't know is not a no. And I think someone that knows is like, and that sounds like someone maybe that either doesn't know or someone that knows, but is maybe a little shy to admit it.
Yeah. And I mean, we were watching a show the other day and this girl was, it was like a comedy show and the girl was pleasuring herself. And I just asked her, I'm like, you know, like sometimes I work 24-hour shifts and whatever it may be, you're almost, you know, you ever do that or whatever? And she says she's never done it.
What,
never
you mean jerked off to
herself.
Watching? Oh, jerked off at all?
Or, Yeah.
You know, I have some girlfriends that have told me that, like, have said, and I just can't even believe. I don't know, but there has to be people like that, right? Because there's, you can't say, like, you can never say never. You know what I mean? Like, but there, but I don't think that that's the norm. Do you actually think that, is she that uptight that she might never pleasure herself even by herself?
Is
uptight the right word? I don't know. I don't know if uptight is the right word. Like,
yeah, so I can't picture her never doing. I can't picture anybody never doing it. You know,
right? Well, let me ask you this: is she a very horny person? Maybe like this is the how I would see that. Maybe it would. Like for me, I'm like, I don't understand that, but I was not the type of person that's always in long-term relationships. I'd have like booty call guys that I could fuck it whenever I wanted, but like it wasn't like every day I had someone with me that I could fuck, right? So like I would have to take care of business. Yeah. But like maybe with your girl, right, in your situation, because she had you in her life from very early on, if you guys were having sex a lot, right, like every time you saw each other and you guys saw each other every day, like maybe she never jerked off because she was always like you sort of scratched that itch for her. Is that maybe possible?
It definitely is possible.
Like, were you guys having a lot of sex with each other is what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were having tons of sex.
Yeah, so maybe she didn't. So maybe in her situation, it would make sense that she never really did because you were always there to sort of service her. So, right? Maybe.
Well, then that means I have serious problems then because I take care of myself a lot, you know?
Yeah, but like some people need to come more than once a day. You know what I mean? Like everybody's different. I think maybe sometimes, especially a younger guy, is a little bit more horny than And listen, this isn't to say that that's always the case, right? But maybe the norm, the majority of the time, guys are going to maybe be interested in coming a lot more than once a day. Whereas a woman, once a day might be enough. Most of the time. I'm not saying that there's not outliers on both sides of these things. You know what I mean? You can never just sort of make a statement and it applies to everybody, right? But I have heard about, like I said, these women. I had a couple of friends would be like, I never jerked off. But they weren't like your girl. Like, I think with your girl, because like you said, you were together really young and you've been together forever, that maybe like she really didn't, but only because she was having sex with you every single day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, possibly. Very possible.
So maybe that's why she never did. But did you ever? So she would say about the whole bi thing, like, I don't really know. Now, when you asked her about, did you ever ask her about that experience with that like hot stripper? Like, did you say, did you get turned on? Like, did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Did you ever ask her that?
It's this subject, even though we'll role play about it and do certain things, like I kind of never bring it up. Unless the situation I feel like is actually going to be okay with her to talk about or role play about it during sex, whatever it may be. But never out of the blue, because I just don't know how she would react towards it, especially now because when we have two kids and things may be a little bit different, and you know the time we have to get like her mindset may be a little different than it was when we were 23, you know, 22. So I'm just like, again, I don't know if I'm playing it way too safe, but I'm kind of tiptoeing that line of.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, does she, because you're like, I don't know how she's going to like sort of take it. Like, I'm just curious as far as like what kind of roles you guys take in the relationship and like what kind of person she is, because I'm trying to figure out, like, do you sort of toe that line like and you're overly cautious because she like, you know, shuts you down a lot and like that's just the way that she is, so you never know how she's gonna feel about something? Or is it because you're just like a really kind of passive sort of, you know, I don't want to rock the boat, non-controversial, like, you know, confrontational kind of person? Like, I'm just trying to figure out why that way, you know what I mean?
You hit the nail on the head, but it's kind of a little bit of both, you know, because I feel like if I bring it up, she would shut it down, and then in my mind that, like, all right, this fantasy of having a threesome or moresome is not going to happen. And at the same time, I am a very, you know, when I need to be a very passive and, you know, I'll try to avoid the confrontation, you know, if at all possible. So it's a little
right.
bit.
Right. So it's more, I think it's more like your personality. And I think, listen, I think you have been like at the edge of like having this almost happened more than just this time at the strip club, because there's another time when you said you guys were traveling abroad, right? Like there's a couple times where you've been very close to maybe this happening, right? So I think in your mind, you're kind of like, you know, always waiting for it to actually happen, that you don't want to, like, maybe if you say something, you could like fuck it up for real, right? Because it, and like 100%. Take 5 steps backwards, right? But you're still haven't taken 1 step forward, right? In a really long time. So you're like, what the fuck? Right?
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, there was a time when we, you know, I rented, we got a hotel in Manhattan, and, you know, we were drinking, we were doing some other things that, you know, at that age, and, you know, we had the hotel, and, you know, and I said, again, we were role playing, and I said, well, you know, what if I went downstairs to the bar across the street and I found someone to join us? Would you be in? And she said, yes. And I went and I asked two separate guys, and they, and I probably didn't approach them the right way, probably because I was nervous. And I'm like, how do I do this?
What do you say? So like, yeah. Like, how did you pick the guy? Like, and what did you say? And what did, how did they react?
Yeah. Pretty much, you know, I showed them a picture and I was like, listen, I have a hotel room across the street. Me and my wife is pretty much looking to, you know, have a threesome, and, you know, we're just looking for a guy, you know. And, you know, I kind of picked, you know, not grown men, you know, more of like a group of younger guys, thinking, hey, you know what, like someone that was like, all right, you know, he's a pretty self-sufficient guy, you know, he shouldn't have to be worried or whatever it may be, you know, and like can take care of himself, you know. And they were both just like, nah, you know, I'm all right, you know. Good luck, you know, pretty much both of them.
Oh,
and after a while, you know, I was like, I can't leave her up in the room that much longer. Like, I'm just going to go back up. And, you know, I tried, you know, like the least I could say, dude.
Oh my God. That's kind of hilarious. Let me ask you this. Like, was that like during Craigslist times? Like maybe you could have like put an ad out and been like, you know, get back to me ASAP. We got this hotel room. Like, you know, I don't know. Like,
I probably could have, but then I just get nervous about all those stories about, you know, who's going to come and, you know, whatever it may be. I kind of just wanted to be the one in charge of choosing.
Yeah, but I just think I wish I was friends with one of those guys that you went up to, because they would have called me when they got home and be like, you would not believe, like, I'm at this bar and some guy's like whipping out a picture. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have a really interesting story on their end too, you know, because, and it's just funny to me that, like, you just went up to these random guys in a bar and like, proposed that, and they were like, no.
Yeah, and it's kind of frustrating. I mean, not to pat myself on the back, but my wife is actually a very beautiful, beautiful woman. Like, I definitely upgraded, you know. I definitely, she's definitely downgrading with me, I would say. But, you know, like, so I was kind of thinking, like, this shouldn't be too hard, but I probably came off looking like a weirdo and whatnot, so.
No, but it's also, yeah, exactly. So listen, I think a lot of guys, maybe when they got home, you know, they were like, fuck, you know, like, why didn't I take that, you know? But I think to just sort of be propositioned like that out of the blue, think about, like, you're the cautious guy not wanting to go on Craigslist, you know. These guys are probably thinking, like, what's going to happen? Like, they don't know that you're going to go up there and it's going to be a guy fucking them in the ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and especially, I have to say, especially, like, if my friend came home and told me, he'd be like, yeah, and his wife was, like, a 10.5. Like, if she's that hot, they probably were like, there's no way this is real. Do you know what I mean? It's almost, like, too good to be true.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%. And I think I would have been there a year or the next 10 years. I think it would have been a great story that they would have been telling to this day.
Yeah, they probably would. Like, you know, listen, they didn't, just like I said, like, you were afraid of the Craigslist thing. You know, if you're some guy in a bar and some guy just comes up to you, like, we're standing across, like, you know, I think maybe if they had an hour to think about it and get back to you or talk to you about it and ask questions, you know, and it was a different scenario, maybe they would have jumped on it. Yeah, but I think it's like a little weird, and, you know, they might have been cautious themselves because they didn't, like I said, they thought it was too good to be true. You know, they don't know if you're going to fucking knife them when you go back. You know, I don't know, you know, or film them. Like, who knows? It's just too bad, because it was the real deal. And the fact that she wanted it, like, and she said, okay. And then when you went up, was she like disappointed you didn't find someone?
Not really. She was just like, all right, you know, like, just kind of moved on, you know? So I still think at that point she was, I mean, listen, I think if, and there's got to be some part in her mind that was thinking, all right, you know, if I'm going to do this, you know, I got, you know, there's got to be, I don't want to say she may have wanted it, but she was okay with it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think she definitely totally would do it to appease me, you know, like 100%.
Yeah, we still don't know. And I still don't know. And I'm going to have to ask you a million questions, like whether this is something that makes her really horny or this is something she just does for you.
Well, this is the, as the stories go on, I think I've more recently, I think I made a lot of progress where I think now it's starting to make her, you know, really horny. So, I mean, before I skip to that, you know, we were like, you know, I mentioned traveling abroad. And not that these are any crazy stories, but it was another instance where, you know, after dinner, went to a few bars and we were just like, you know, we kind of put it out there. So we like kind of were just like, let's do something crazy. Let's just have sex, you know, out on the street somewhere, not like on a major boulevard, like down a block around a bend, you know? So, you know, there's a chance people could come and see us, but you know, it's not like right in the open. So it was kind of that like anxious, nervous, you know, that, you know, you still had that butterflies of doing it. It was, you know, so we did it and we were in Prague in Germany, you know, by the time we finished it was kind of late. Nobody really walked by us, but Prague, there was like, you know, a group of guys and then, you know, and they saw and they just kept walking. And it was one of the things like, hey, if they came walking towards us, different story, maybe something would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't calling them over, you know.
Right.
It was kind of like, hey, let's just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's a little exhibitionist of the two of you. I think that you know, that crosses over into that whole cuckolding thing a little bit, right? Because it's like liking to be watched and watching and, you know.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and as time went on, the fantasy is just, it's grown like exponentially and, you know, to the point of, you know, I'm finding certain sites, you know, where it's, you know, pretty much, you know, showing pictures of, you know, the wife, guys, you know, reaching out to you and, you know, either, you know, having, you know, phone conversation or a cam and them talking about, you know, fucking my wife. And, you know, it's just, it seems like so real because now you have an actual guy, what he would do when you're seeing them pleasure themselves to her and talking about her, saying her name. You know, so it just, it.
But this is something that you do behind her back, right? She doesn't know about this stuff. Okay.
No, no, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. And, you know, anything like if I were to show a picture or whatever, I would never show anything, you know, explicit or anything like that. You know, pretty much anything that she has already posted, you know, that could be out in the public, you know.
But do you,
like
let me ask you this. Do you show her face?
No.
You show her tits? Like, I mean,
her body. Her
okay,
body.
Right. So,
so mainly like, you know, I'll find pictures where she's, you know, going out and she's, you know, definitely cut shirt and, you know, they're kind of pushed up and, you know, things like that. You know, they have, you know, the other guys are, they don't even want to see anymore and they're totally satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and conversation just go crazy. And, you know, it's something that I never thought I would be doing. And now it's gotten to that level that anytime I'm alone, you know, I'm going on this site and, you know, there's people that are like, oh, you're back. I can't wait to see, you know, send me those same pictures. You know, I can't stop thinking about fucking her. And, you know, it gets pretty hot.
And let me ask you this. Do they send you pics of their wife and you're thinking about them as well? Are you doing like a swap kind of scenario?
No, mainly them just with mine.
Okay.
You know, and you know, and it's one of those things where I'll finish, you know, if I jerk off and I come and it's one of those things where like I kind of feel like, why did I do that?
When you're
because
done.
In my mind, I'm not necessarily sure that, you know, I'm not necessarily sure that I would do anything bisexual, you know, but like sometimes when the conversation's going, it gets, you know, you get very horny and you're like, wow, you know, I'd probably do anything right now, most things. And, you know, and then once I'm done, I'm like, all right, I don't think I'll ever do that again. You know, like I kind of regret it.
So maybe you, when you're again, talking with these guys, you do a little bi sort of fantasy talk as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, is that this a new thing that you sort of got into? Because like when you're in that headspace and you're just so horny and that whole sort of scenario is playing out, you'd go there? Or is this something you've always sort of known about yourself?
No, no, no. It just goes there and it's something brand new. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something brand new, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
And that freaks you out when you're not horny.
I don't look at any, you know, other guys and think like, oh, there's, you know, anything like that. Like that just, it doesn't, that doesn't turn me on at all. It's just something that, you know, if someone, you know, if me and a guy were having, you know, sex with my wife, you know, would I, you know, during the conversation we're like, all right, I grab you and I put you inside her and things like that. But like, I never really, you know, once I'm done, it's not something that I think about. I still think about guys fucking her, but I don't think about me doing anything like that.
Right. But let me ask you this. When you're talking to them, right, and you're doing, and you're in that fantasy and you and that guy, right, about your wife, do you, mm-hmm. like, does he put his dick in your mouth? Do you suck him off? Like, is it any of that stuff? Or just like, oh, I'll take your dick and put it inside her and look, it looks so good or whatever. I mean, how far do you take that with the guy?
Getting to a little bit of oral. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do, you know, do like buy stuff in your fantasy life, but it's not something that you feel like you would ever really be interested in doing in real life. But in your fantasy, it's like hot to you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. But you feel freaked out about it when you're done, when you're not horny.
I'm like, because, you know, in the same breath, I feel like, you know, I don't know if I want to, you know, beat the shit out of this guy after, you know, I finish coming. You know what I mean? Like, Like, so that's the
No, I don't know what you mean. Like, what does that mean?
You know, like, sort of like, if the guy was having sex with my wife and I finished, I'm like, I've had this fantasy for so long and I've wanted it for so long. And then, like, I'll finish. How do I know how I'm going to feel that minute? And if this guy is still fucking her, even though I'm done...
Oh, are you going to like feel jealous all of a sudden?
Am I going to be okay, or am I going to get jealous and be like, hey, get the fuck out of here, you know?
I think you might be okay.
I think I would. I think I would.
She was okay with the girl blowing you. I mean, we can't forget about that. She saw a girl blow you.
And in my mind, I think, like, you know, I would never do anything with a friend. I would definitely do something with a stranger, someone that we would never have to see again. And if, you know what? If it happens, we chalk it up as like, listen, you had sex with someone. You're not having an ongoing relationship with them. It's a one-time thing. We tried it. We either liked it or we didn't like it, and we move on. You know, so in my mind, I keep telling myself that if this ever did happen.
In real life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Right, maybe. So, I just had this thought, like, maybe you haven't been able to be successful and you've been teetering sort of like at that line of like, almost doing it but not really doing it, right? Like going out to find a guy and like talking to two guys and not finding it and giving up, like, or being like, you know, it's sort of not making it happen and crossing the finish line. Maybe it's because you're a little afraid of like how you would react in the real situation.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be?
I think so. And it's more about how I would be, how I would react to the situation, and more of like, and also of like, are we going to wake up for breakfast the next morning and like just not talk to each other? Is our relationship going to be forever weird? And it's
totally, there's a lot of question marks.
So it's just, that's why I kind of never really want to just plan it. I'm hoping that one day it would just happen and we say, hey, listen, it just happened, you know, like I didn't call someone, we didn't set it up, we didn't do this. It was something like, hey, you know, this guy walked in on us and just, you know, pulled it. Like, I mean,
he just fucked my wife and I could have like, I have a guy on my show who like his girl used to put a gun to his head. So maybe you need that guy on. I don't know. But I think I get where you're coming from. But I have a feeling that like you have to sort of resolve like, you know, this issue in your mind first before, because it's most likely not just going to happen. I totally now understand why you have always wanted it to happen that way, because like your biggest fear is that it ruins your relationship or you both sort of regret it. And I think it's more about you sort of when it's over, or maybe your wife too, right? I mean, you guys have been together for a really long time. Like, you don't want to fuck this up, right? And because it's been a fantasy for so long, right? And that's a very safe place to sort of have it be, right? And I think it could be really scary if you're the type of person that thinks things through, right? And it seems like you are, like how it would actually play out in real life. And that's where all of this sort of stuff comes from. That I just think, though, that at the end of the day, the best way is for you to eventually, like, I think it's much better and more likely that it's going to come to play if it like it's planned out and done the right way. But I don't think you're ever going to get to that place until you sort of are feel more secure with how it's going to play out. And I think that comes with having more open conversations with your girl about it. You know, it's interesting because you guys have done like, and you're so close, right? And you have all the, like, you've done so many things that are pretty like out there, like that regular couples probably haven't done. You've gotten so close. She has like sort of given you the okay a lot of times, right? She, like I said a million times, like she saw you get blown by another girl and your relationship sort of survived that, right? But yet you guys, and yet you're not, both of you, like you don't really sort of talk about it, you know, where you should be able to. And if you could and you did, I think, you know, a lot of conversations down the line, I think then you would be ready to maybe try it in real life, you know. But I think where you are now, you still, you have all those questions because you don't know what's going on in her head. She doesn't know what's going on in you, your head. You don't know what's going on in your head. You have now, you have this whole new, am I fucking bi thing going on in your head. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that's not being talked about, right?
Yes, yes. And so, like, now with our kids, we don't really have too much, you know, time, free time as far as, like, going out and getting drunk and whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're, you know, there's a lot of other responsibilities. But, you know, so, as I mentioned in the email, it's maybe, like, maybe 3-4 times a year.
Well, you know, we'll do the role play, right? Or,
yeah. And now the role play, it's getting, you know, pretty heavy to the point of like, you know, we'll be having sex and she'll start blowing me on all fours. And as I'm laying down, I'm taking her shoulders and kind of like just rocking her body back and forth as if she's, you know, someone's fucking her from behind, you know, that body movement. And, you know, she'll get into it and, you know, we'll do that for a little bit. And then I'll start, you know, I'll fuck her missionary and I'll be taking two fingers and I'll say, you know, suck it like someone else's cock, and she'll do it and she'll just start going to town on my fingers. And then, you know, and then like the very last time, you know, she was doing that and then she was taking her arms and motioning as if she was jerking two other people off as I was fucking her and she was sucking on my fingers, you know. And we were just talking about a gangbang and like she was getting so wet. And,
that's what I mean.
Know,
like, so
just,
now you can really tell she's fucking into it.
Yeah. And she was saying, like, I just want them to come all over me. And, you know.
Oh, my God. She's so into it. She's like, why can't you're the problem here?
That's what I'm. But again, once I'm done, like, as I'm doing it, as I'm fucking her, you know, I'll say, like, you really mean it? She'll say, yes, 100%. And then I told her, like, you know, I said, would you fuck a black guy? And, you know, she said, yes, you know, whatever you want. And, you know, and then we'll finish and I, you know, I don't want to ask her. And then all of a sudden she'd be like, you know, Mitch, you know, I definitely don't want to do that. And then all of a sudden it's like, great. Now my wife, who looks, you know, looks at me like a man, a father, you know, the man of the family, this and the other thing, you know, he wants to see me have sex with five other men, you know? And then in my mind, I feel like, all right, well, I'm really...
Oh, my God. Right, you I really... I just want to push... I just want to smack your face, okay? Like, you're so... You're so annoying. You're just, like, so ridiculous. Like, you can...
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You could talk about it with her after.
I know,
like,
I know.
She's probably, like, wish you would. She's probably so pent up with this fucking thing. Like, she's into it, okay? She... is into it. And her whole, like, whatever you want, I'll do whatever you want. Maybe she's a little submissive. Like, maybe that's like a part of it for her. Do you know what I mean? Like, she just wants
she
to do.
She definitely is.
Yeah. Like, that's a turn on, though. That's why she's saying it. Not because she's like just doing it for you, but that's because she likes to do it for you. Do you know what I'm saying? She's into it. Okay. She wants to do it. She probably has all the same fears that you have. But if you guys were in it together talking about it, you guys could give each other the security that both of you guys need, which is the other person would be okay with it. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't want to bring it up either, right? Because she's done. And then she doesn't want to say like, oh, God, I just like in my mind got fucked by five guys. Let's go do it. Because she's thinking like, how would you feel, right? But you're thinking the same thing. So split screen, the two of you both sitting there like into this, but no one's saying anything. It's like ridiculous. You as the man need to fucking say it. Because as a woman has a lot of that whole slut whore, you're fucking slut bullshit put on her by society. So she's can't come out and be like, I want to be gang raped in front of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She cannot say that to her husband in fear that you would look at her like some she's a whore or a slut. You know what I mean? Which isn't the case, right? But she's going to feel that pressure because that's that pressure is put on women all the time, right? So you as the man have to say it. You have to throw the first ball out there and then she's going to play ball with you. I'm telling you, but you someone has to do it. And like I said, you cannot expect her to. Maybe she will eventually because she's just getting so horny for this and she just wants to happen. And you keep failing. Like she has given you so many opportunities to make this happen and you have never been able to pull the trigger because of your own sort of issues, right? And I just think that you have to learn how to like have a voice for yourself and really speak up and have a conversation with your wife. Like you say that, you know, it's weird that she's been with you for so long and you tell her, just tell me that you're into girls. Like we've been together. Like, I don't know why she wouldn't tell me, but yet you're the same way because you have all these fantasies and you guys have all this stuff that's so obvious. But yet when everyone's done, nobody, you won't, you don't want to talk about your real stuff either. Do you know what I mean? You're both being as like sort of secretive with your desires as each other, right? There's no, you're equal on that part, but somebody has to change the game. You know what I mean? Someone's got to, and it's, you guys are right there. Like you could be having this. So many people listening to this are like so jealous and because it's so obvious to them that you're married to a girl that's down. She's down for it. It's she is. She's let you know a million times. What you have to say to her is like, listen, you know, someone has to have this. You're having the conversation with me, right? And you're having this conversation with thousands of people that are going to listen to this podcast, right? So you're like ready to have this conversation. You have to have this conversation with her. And it doesn't have to be like, babe, like I can't, I want to see you with another fucking guy and I might want to put his dick in my mouth. Like you don't have to talk about it like that. Like it doesn't have to be like, but you could start off with like, like when it's over, like, you know, I know we've been doing this like in fantasy. Do you want to try to do this in real life? And if she's like, okay, whatever you say, like say, but listen, I think like we should do this and like have some rules and regulations and we should really talk this through so we know that it doesn't sort of, you know, so there's no problems. Because my biggest fear is that we do this and afterwards, like we feel weird about it, right? Like you need to just put that stuff out on the table because she's going to be like, totally, I feel the same way. Like, you know, and then the two of you could work together to figure out how you could get around that stuff. Or maybe you guys will figure that, you know what, it's too risky. You both don't know how you'll feel if this is played out in real life. So you're just going to keep it to the fantasy. You're just going to role play for the to the 100th power. Maybe she'll get into webcamming with people and she'll get into emailing with you and maybe you could bring her along that way. I don't know, but you know, I think you have to just start a conversation with her after. You have to.
Exactly. So I mean, I wouldn't even care. You know, I think I mentioned the email to the point of where she doesn't necessarily have to get fucked, but if I saw her, you know, just blowing another guy or just jerking another guy off, while we were fucking. Like, that would...
Well, that's,
you know,
a good place to start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be enough.
And then,
yeah,
you know, there's actually guys that I've actually spoken to when we were having this, you know, these, you know, phone sex chats that, you know, that are local, that I've actually said, listen, you know, if we're going out, you know, we can act like you're a random stranger, you know, even though me and you know what's going on, but there is always a chance my wife isn't into it and you came out for nothing, you know, like, and, sort
right, you
set
could set
up,
it up, right? You could set it up like it's a random thing. Once you know that she's into it, you have already it all set up, right? So, like, you are in the perfect position. You just have to start talking to her. Like, it's I mean, what are your what is your biggest fear, and why do you think? Because I don't know you, right? I know you for 45 minutes, right? I think it's because you think a lot, you think things through a lot, you don't sort of, like, you know, you're more, like I said, that passive person that just is afraid of confrontation, you know, so you're not the type to sort of maybe, is she more aggressive than you?
No.
So you're both, this is why you're stuck in this cycle, because there's...
Yeah, there's just certain areas where I'm pretty passive, but for the most part, I'm a very, I would say, alpha male, because...
Then you need to be the alpha in this situation.
I know.
Because she's the sub, right? She's the sub. Yeah. You can't expect her to change roles, right? But it just really seems like she's, like, ready. And like I said, I mean, she's probably not ready to get gangbanged by five people.
Yeah.
But where you have it set up to start, which is like a guy just getting a hand job from her, like, you know, or something like that, that's like a great place to start. You already have the guy set up, right? You just have to have the conversation with her. Maybe, I mean, you could bring it up next time you're role playing, but the problem with you guys is everything that goes down when you're kind of slightly drunk or really horny, like, only sort of happens in that bubble, right? And then afterwards, it's not sort of discussed. This has to be discussed when you're not in that place, especially because of your fears of, like, what's going to happen. You know, like, that stuff has to be talked out. It just has to. The people that are successful at swinging and doing this stuff are people that really have very good communication. That is one of the most important things. There's no, and I'm sure you and your girl have been together forever. There's no way you guys don't have good communication, right? You must. Yeah. You're probably each other's best friend, right? You just have to start communicating about this. And once you did, and you're cool with that, you guys could come to a place where you establish, like, how it's going to go down. But that, to be successful and to have it not go horribly wrong, right, is like, you need to have those conversations before you go and do it. And that's where, that's the only thing that you guys don't have. And, like, I have to say, most people out there that are listening, like, and I've had a lot of guys on this podcast that are like, wish they could get their wife as into it as yours. Like, you're already, you have all the, like, it's sort of like backwards what you have, you know, you already have the, like, she's already done stuff. She's already role played. That's like what I've advised other guys to start with. You know, you already have the okay with all of that stuff. All you have to do is say, hey, let's do this in real life. How do you feel about it? And I think maybe so that, you know, it goes down the right way, we should talk about it beforehand. You know what I mean? And I think she'll be cool with that. But you have everything else. You have the, you're just like a big okay sign. Like, all, like, it's like a green light. All systems are fine. I don't know what the fuck this, your problem is.
Yeah, I know. I got to just step it up.
Excuse me? Not step it up. You need to talk it out. Like, you need, it's like you literally need to say the first sentence. Like, you really do. And I suggest it should be after, like, you're done, right? Like, okay, so after you guys have this role play and you're done, right? Like, do you go take a shower or wash out? Like, what happens, like, right afterwards? Where do you go? Because there's no conversation about it. Because that is when you could kind of talk about it, maybe, right? Or maybe you could talk about it way before, like, when you guys are getting turned on. Or you could say, like while you're, like, getting horny and revved up for it, you could be like, let's do this. But, like, let's do this in real life. And she'll be like, okay. And so then when you're done, right, instead of just, like, rolling over not saying anything, you should maybe say, like, do you think, like, we could do this? I don't know. Sometimes it's hard because it's like, I get the whole thing of being like horny. It's like being drunk. I always say that, right? It's like, you know, and when you're in the middle of it, you want to do everything. And then when it's over, you're just like, it's the last thing you want to think about. It's like food, right? Like when you're hungry, you want to eat everything. But when you're not hungry, you don't want to smell delicious food. It smells gross, right? Like, so like, so I don't know when the right time, maybe not the right time to bring up like when we're going to do this in real life is like right afterwards, right? Maybe that's not, but maybe it's before, right? While you're getting revved up. And then maybe instead of like going to town with each other and going into that fantasy and role playing, maybe have that conversation and get some things set up. Do you know what I mean? And then go with the role play. And then the next time talk more, you know, and start having that conversation.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I'll definitely try that one. Because normally, like I said, once we're done,
it's usually
late at night, we finish, we clean up and we just, you know, talk like a couple minutes and we go to sleep.
Yeah, and I think that that would be the last time she'd be like the last, that's not the right time. I think it's before. And I think talking about it would make her horny. It would make you horny because it's like the talking about it really actually happening. But then what has to happen, and I think you're okay to do that, but this is where I think you have like a mental block, and this is the hardest part, is that at some point, at some time, like there needs to be like a computer, like, you know, you need to like set an actual thing like, okay, let's go out, let's do this on Friday night. You know what I mean? And she has to, okay, like you have to bring that up too. And you have to go through with that. And because you already have the guy, like you could be doing this next week. You really can. What? But I think you're afraid. Right. Yeah. I think you don't know. And that's why I forget about what I told you before that needs to happen is like, you guys need to have those conversations about rules and regulations and boundaries.
I'm definitely more afraid of setting something up because, again, I think of all the worst possible things, like this person slipping up and saying, you know, oh, we met, or like, oh, this website, whatever it may be, and then her being like, what are you talking about, you know, like, and then her finding out that I've been doing this, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm putting a lot of trust in someone, so I'm almost of the mindset where I think I would just be totally fine with it if, you know, we went to you know, one of those, you know, I don't know, video places, and there was in a booth, and, you know, all of a sudden through the glory hole, you know, a dick was there and she started, you know, sucking it.
Did you ever bring that up to her?
We actually did that in Germany, but nobody was on the other side.
Oh my God. Just your guy's luck.
And well, she didn't really know what it was, you know, that it was even there. You know, we went in the booth and she wanted to have sex and we were having sex and there was just, you know, there was a hole there, but she didn't really understand it.
Right. But you knew and you were hoping maybe something came through. So, yeah, you could bring that up and you could fantasize about that, or what you could do, because I get that you're be nervous about one of your good old faithfuls coming through because it might get slip up and then she's going to know you have this whole lying thing going on behind her back. But what you could do is you could say, I could set it up like there's websites out there, like I could go and try and find a guy online, and then you could just, and then it's not going to be that hard. You don't have to go with one of the guys that you've been talking to. What you could just do is go on there and find somebody new. Do you know what I mean? Because you already know how to work that site, right? However you work it. So I would say, if you want to be really safe, don't go with one of the guys that you've been chatting with. Just find a new one.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point. Yep.
That totally or agree. The glory hole thing. I don't know. As a woman, like, I'd be a little bit more freaked out by just like but maybe not. I don't know, because it's not attached to a face and a body. You don't know, you know. I don't know. You'd have to talk to her about that. But what I don't understand is this mental block of like having real, like these open conversations with somebody that you've known for so long, that you're so close with, that you let your freak flag fly with in every possible way. Yet there's this like sort of thing that you guys can't talk about. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it really doesn't. Because even if she said no, I mean, it's not like
she's not going to say no. You're the problem here. She's not going to say no. She's into it. Okay, it's so obvious. Listen, it's so obvious. She sent you out from a hotel room to go get a guy, and you failed. Okay, she has gone into a glory hole. You think she didn't know what was going on in there? I mean, come on. like she's let you fuck her on the street waiting for people to come. She had a threesome where she watched a girl blow you and she had the girl eat her out. Like, come on. I really think it's you. And I think, you know, this little thing of you, it's maybe your coming to terms with like all of this for yourself, and maybe that's what you haven't come to terms with yet, like, you know, and maybe you're afraid of how you'll feel in the situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll want a dick in your mouth, and what does that mean to you? You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's too much. And so I think it's a little bit about you and your own feelings than her. I think she's down. I think you have the issues.
You're the first person I've ever spoken to about it, so, you know, it's definitely good to hear it. And, you know, it's you know, I'm definitely going to take your advice. And
listen to this. This is what's going to, and what's really going to be great about you talking to me about it. And I always feel like if somebody's like ready to call up a total stranger, right, and sort of talk about it for the first time, that definitely means that it definitely says something, right, that you're really, you are wanting to sort of push through this block that you've had for so long, right? So you are, that is something different, and that is like movement, right? And so maybe you're really ready, right? And what's really going to help you is when you hear this story as a third person, because like to me it's so obvious she's like down, and I think maybe it's going to be more obvious to you because I'm going to change your voice, right? You're going to hear your story like as a third person looking out, right? And you might hear it very different, and it might make you realize what everybody else realizes, which is that she's will be okay. That maybe you're the one with the problems, but you need, I really think that if you talk it over with her, you need her on board. I think you're struggling with this alone. I think maybe your own issues with you being bi might be more hardcore than anything she's dealing with. And I think that's stuff that, you know, maybe you need to come to terms with. But I think if you start talking to her instead of me, it's going to really help you, because that's your best friend. That's someone that you've been with for so long. That's somebody that you know. And if you just start the conversation going and get this, you'll be okay. And you guys could actually do stuff. But I think you have to resolve stuff within yourself first.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? But I think calling and talking about it was great for you. I think listening to this, okay? And there's a Reddit page that people talk about episodes on there. Like, go there afterwards and see if anybody chimes in and what they say, because I think you're going to get a lot of people that are going to be like, yeah, dude, Kathy's right. Like, your girl's down. You could have this going on. You just need to step up and start talking about it. But like I said, I think you might need to come to terms with stuff first within yourself. I think you might just need to just speak up for yourself. I don't know, but you have to have these conversations with her outside. But I think it's, I don't think the questions is whether, or the, you know, the big fear is whether how she's going to feel about it. I think it's more with yourself and with you. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to get maybe some clarity by listening to this. Like I said, as a third person, you're going to say, no, I know you will. And what I want is like, I want to know how you feel about this when you hear, I want to know, you know, if you have conversations with, you know what I mean? Like what sort of happens from this? I think you're ready to do something, or else you wouldn't be calling into my show. I do think that that says something, you know, and I want to know when this actually goes down in real life and like how, what the catalyst is and how you change it, but you got to change it up. I think calling in was changing it up, but I think the next step will be you really talking about this, you know, with her in real life, and then getting, like I said, those rules and regulations, and get the conversation between the two of you instead of you with the guys online and me, and you're just like dancing around the you know, the scenario when you need to be talking to her. She's ready.
Yeah.
I think she must be like fucking frustrated. I don't know. I wonder if I talked to her, you know, and she was totally honest. Like maybe she's, you know, but she might have those same fears too. I get sort of the especially because you've kept it as a sort of fantasy for so long, the unknown of how it would play out in real life. Like, I get the fear. And that's why I just think you guys need to talk, and you might need to talk about it for a while before you do it in real life. But I think that once you do that, I think you guys will be fine. You've been with, you have like those double digit years together, right? You've been with each other a long time. You have a solid relationship. You have all the things that you need to be successful at this, except the one thing that other people have that you don't have that is very key. Actually, you don't have, which is communication. You have to really communicate better with each other. So you need to add that to the mix. And then I really think you guys will be able to do it and be successful. But that conversation needs to happen ASAP so that you guys could be doing this 2 months from now. And then you could call me up and we could talk about it. That first experiment. It's going to happen. You want me to tell you have to, so then you do it? I mean, or is that the type of person you are? Like, you need someone to fucking tell you have a deadline? I don't know how to mind fuck you. You know what I mean?
No, the next opportunity I can, I definitely will.
You said you're an alpha male. Be one, okay? Be one.
I mean, the worst that could happen, like you said, even if she was doing this whole thing to appease me, which I don't think she is. You know, the worst thing that could happen is it doesn't happen and it is what it is. But like you said, I just got to do it.
You want to do this in real life or do you think it's better to keep it as a fantasy? Like, you know, why don't you flip it? Why don't you be the one that's like, whatever you want? You know, she's saying whatever you want, but like you could just start the conversation like that. Just you could tiptoe into it without looking like a scumbag, right? Like some guy that's just like dying for her to get fucked by other guys. Like you could kind of say like, hey, like this is like a really hot thing. Like, and I'm just like, so like, do you want to maybe try it again in real life? Or do you think it's better to just role play? Like, what do you want? You know, you could sort of bring it up like that, but you have to bring it up. Okay, please.
I will.
Enough.
Thank you very much.
Just do it. Just fucking do it. For her sake. And then I can't wait to hear what happens. But keep me posted.
Oh, God. That'll be a great phone call. I will.
Totally.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Good luck, Mitch. Keep me posted. I'll talk to you soon. I want an update. All right. Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, situation you can't talk about to anyone, or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.